So welcome to today's education webinar. Welcome to, I've got a few new clients on the call as well, Duncan there and Stuart. So welcome guys, good to have you on board. So today's webinar is all about how to convert leads into jobs at good margins. Or another way of saying that, it's about sales. Sales, one of my favourite areas, so really looking forward to bringing you this webinar today. There's a lot of information in here today. It's one of those topics that it's hard to know what to leave out. So there's a lot of information, and we're going to put a bunch of resources on the membership website, so you can use those as we go through. And it's going to take a little bit of time for you to get through all this stuff as well, but that's cool. So what we're going to cover today, well today, as I said, it's all about how to improve your sales conversion and how to make sales at good margins, so you know, you're making good profit. How to stop price shoppers, you know, having to drop your pants on price. And it's all about how to save your time in quoting and pricing, you know, chasing shadows or tire kickers that go nowhere. And we're going to teach you how to build a sales system so that you can get consistent and profitable work. And that's the key. We want consistent, profitable work that you know you can rely on. And in terms of how that fits in with the million-dollar plumber ladder, well, sales and getting a good sales process, really critical part of the process of making the steps up. Up that ladder towards a success scale and ultimately, you know, having that massive business at the significance level. And converting leads, as I said, it's all about sales. So today is really sales. So what happens if you don't get this sales process right and you don't have a system for, you know, converting leads? Well, do you find yourself wasting time on tire kickers? So you get people who just waste your time, perhaps they're just shopping you around, and their quotes or jobs go nowhere. So that's one thing. Do you find you're working lots of nights and weekends actually doing a bunch of quoting, chasing up jobs, and your systems and processes are a bit slow and clunky, and you kind of feel like sometimes you might be wasting the time quoting because you're not sure whether they're going to go ahead, but you do it anyway because you want to get the work? And do you find yourself getting shopped around on price? So you find you put your quotes in and you get to kind of the bad news, hey, someone else was cheaper, I decided to go with them because they're cheaper. And you feel like the only way you can get work is to, you know, drop your pants and bend over and sort of say, hey, I'll just take it. Okay, if you welcome a few more guys on the call as well. Stuart, yeah, good to see you. James, awesome to have you on board. And if the sales process isn't right, have you got really lumpy cash flow? So you get busy doing the work, you don't have time to do your quoting, pipeline sort of dries up a bit, and then you're like, flipping heck, I need to get some more work. So you get back into the quoting, it's really manual, you hammer it out, get the sales back up, so it's sort of boom and bust. And that leaves you feeling pretty knackered and a little bit dispirited because life just doesn't seem to change. It seems to go from one boom and bust cycle to the next. Now what happens if you get the sales process right? So you get a really good sales process in your business that you can rely on. Well, first of, you can have some confidence and certainty and control about the workflow. So you know that if you do a certain number of quotes, you're going to get a certain number of jobs. Because you've tested the process, you know that it works. So that's important. Second is, you get good cash flow. Because you know that you get the leads, you can convert the leads into sales. You know you're going to win a really high portion of your quotes. You're not going to waste a lot of time doing them. So that gives me the time. If you get your sales process humming, you can buy back at least 8 to 10 hours a week of wasted quoting time, chasing shadows, dealing with tire kickers who are, you know, just going to waste your time. So that's a really important part of it as well. And obviously it's a really important part to getting strong cash flow, which gives you freedom because you can build your, you know, the resources in your company, in your plumbing business, and ultimately buy that time back. Put a strong team in place, give you some time flexibility to go and enjoy you know, those things in life that that life's all about. So there's sort of five key principles that I want to talk about first today before I jump into some nuts and bolts about putting your sales process together. So first thing is the sales mindset. Now, this is huge in sales for me, and I reckon this area of sales is possibly the biggest mental challenge for people running their plumbing business, because it's quite brutal in a way. It's almost like guerrilla warfare. You're going one-on-one with people, trying to get them over the line to say yes to you, to give you money so you can do their job. And there's a lot of emotional baggage for people with this. So what I'd like you to do, guys, is just write down, I put it in the chat box and we can share it. What do you think of when you think of salespeople? So just throw that in the chat box. What do you think of when you think of salespeople? Just give you a minute to put that down. I'll grab a drink. It's a bit hoarse after yelling at the football last night. So Nigel puts annoying. Okay, isn't that interesting? Michael puts real estate agents. Okay. Tim's put hard sell. Duncan's put false. Does that mean they are kind of dodgy, mate? Or make stuff up? Both. Okay, awesome. Okay, cool, guys. Well, we got a bit of a feeling for what people are thinking about when they think about salespeople. So a bunch of other people have put down, someone's put used car salesman. They must have read my slides. Because that's my next question. When you think of salespeople and sales, what do you think of? Is it a kind of used car salesman where it's high pressure selling, it's, you know, they won't leave you alone, they're kind of greasy? Or do you look at it more as a profession? So sales is a, you know, legitimate kind of profession. It's like doing a trade, it's like being an accountant or a lawyer or a doctor, because the attitude you have to salespeople and sales is going to have a massive impact on how well your sales go in your plumbing business, because the attitude you have is going to make a big impact on the results you have. Or put it another way, life and results are really a mirror image of the attitudes we have. So more than anything else in business, sales plays us out, because it's quite an emotional challenge for people actually getting out there and asking people for money. So what we find is we talk about the identity iceberg. So right at the top, we've got results. So that's the money you make, the success you have with your business. And then underneath, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. The decisions you make, the behavior you take, the skills, the beliefs, the value, the identity, and the environment that you come from. So if you find yourself feeling or thinking about sales and you have a reaction of, oh geez, it's kind of a greasy, dodgy thing, or you're a bit iffy about asking for money, or it feels awkward manipulating people into making a decision. No sound, mate. Can everyone, James has just said he hasn't got sound. Has everyone else got sound? Just let me know, guys. Just say yes if you've got sound. Have you got sound there, Nika? Okay. So everyone else has got sound, James, so it must be at your end, mate. Maybe they've unplugged you in the Bay of Plenty there. Cool, Trish, you got sound as well. Awesome, good to have you on board. So, as I was saying, sorry, James, you might have to check your speakers there, bro. The results you get are driven by the attitude you have underneath. And if you have an uneasy attitude to money, I'm asking for money, or getting people to make decisions or take action, or you see sales as kind of the greasy used car salesman, dodgy real estate agent who's bugging you, or the reps who kind of come around and get in your face all the time, then that's what we need to look at, because the first sales job that needs to happen is on yourself. Now, we have to do the sales job on ourselves and understand that actually one of the key parts of having a business that's going to be successful is being good at sales. So, as I said, first sales job needs to be on ourselves, and understand that sales is a really important part of what we do. We may not necessarily do it for our business, but you know, as we're the owners of the business, it's our responsibility to make sure the sales happen. So it is an inside-out job. And there's no surprise that the best salespeople are often into the whole self-improvement, self-awareness type thing, because they understand that to get better results, they have to become more confident, more assertive, sometimes better listeners, all that kind of stuff to get better results for the sales. Does that make sense, guys? Just put your hands up if that all makes sense, because it's kind of theoretical, but it's absolutely bloody important. Quick show of hands. Just click the hands up button if you hear me on that one. Awesome, guys. Cool. Good to have you on board, Emma. And we've got two Duncans today. Sweet team. Okay. So, just associated with that is, why do most people stay where they are? And particularly this relates to sales. Well, it's because of fear. Now, fear, it might not seem like fear. It might just be anxiety. It might be apprehension. It might be procrastination. But fear is underneath all of that. Now, there's two types of fear. Now, there's the fear of physical harm, like you're swimming in the ocean, you see a shark, you gap it, or you're walking across the street and the bus comes, you're going to gap it, because if you don't, you'll get squished. So that's one type of fear. But the other type of fear that we're talking about is more, call it sort of psychological, if you like. And it starts with two words. You find yourself asking a question. You might not even be aware of it even. What if? And in the sales context, what if they say no? What if they laugh at me? What if they say it's too expensive? What if they don't like me? What if they reject me? What if they won't take my call? What if they won't return my call? What if they get angry with me? All that stuff starts to happen. Now, from a psychological perspective, when we have a thought, it then has an emotion that's associated with that. So all those what if thoughts have very negative emotions. And they play into some of the deepest, darkest kind of parts of people, which is, you know, fear of being rejected or not being good enough. So I don't want to get all deep and meaningful, but it's actually really important, if you want to be good at sales, to understand that psychology, as it were. And then that helps you deal with it. So, if you find yourself, you know, struggling to take action in the sales area, you're procrastinating, it's most probably because there's some fear there. And you've asked yourself the question, hey, what if this doesn't work? What if I feel rejected? And then that ties you up. You don't take action because you feel you lack confidence, etc. So today is all about giving you some tools to deal with that fear in a practical sense. And one of the key things is to take a lot of action, try a lot of stuff, realize that most of those what-if statements never come true. And I'm going to give you some processes and structures that will build your confidence so you feel like you can attack this and that fear element is not so in your face. So, meaning of sales. Now, Jeffrey Goodham is a very famous sales writer. You can look him up on the internet, sign up to his blogs, watch his YouTube videos on sales. They're brilliant. In fact, I'd suggest that you do. They give you a real good insight to the sales process. But he says people don't like to buy, don't like to be sold. So nobody likes to be sold to, but everyone loves to buy. So people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. And selling, by definition, is professionally helping other people to buy. So our job with our business is to help other people buy our plumbing services because they need them. They don't ring us for no reason. They don't inquire for no reason. They need some help. So our job, because we're going to give them a great service, to help them buy from us and so they can get a great result. So that's sales. It's not pushy. It's professionally helping other people to buy. Alrighty, so the second principle is the sales process. So here's the question. With sales, do I wing it? Do I just make it up as I go along? Do I get a call, rock up, have a chat with them, throw a quote at them, and hope for the best? Or do I have a set process that I follow, that I go through, step by step, so it gives me the best chance of getting a good result? So there are some steps in the sale, and these steps apply in all sales. Some steps are more important in bigger sales, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the steps, there's seven steps there. First one is you generate leads. So obviously you need some leads, and that comes from your marketing plan, your marketing 10 by 10. The next is to qualify. So qualification is really important. If you don't want to chase shadows or tire kickers, you've got to qualify the people. How do you qualify? Well, you want to qualify on several things. One is the type of work. So make sure it's the kind of work that you want to do and that you specialize in. Two, you want to qualify on decision makers. So if you're going to go see people, you need to talk to everyone who's going to make the decision. There's nothing worse than going visit someone's house, only talk to the wife or the husband, and then they say at the end of it, oh, I need to talk to the other partner. That's a waste of your time. So make sure they're both there. Qualify on time frames. How quickly do they want this done? If it's a long time, yeah, it's perhaps a waste of time. You want to qualify on budgets. No point giving someone a quote that they just can't afford, because it'll waste your time and their time. And you want to qualify on urgency and priority. So make sure it is a priority for them. If it's not, you could well waste your time. Third thing is build rapport. So know, like, and trust. Really important in sales. You don't do business with people you don't trust or like. So building rapport is all about creating relationship. And that can start right from your website, which is an important part of the sales process, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, the fourth step is problem. So this is a huge area, and this is an area that often gets left. So what does problem mean? Well, basically, if people don't have a need or a problem or something that they need to solve, there's nothing you can sell them. So the worst thing you can do is if you meet someone is to jump in and just start telling them about what you can do for them. If you just jump straight in and tell them everything you can do in terms of making their new bathroom. First off, you've got to figure out and understand what they need, what the problem is, why they're doing this, what's their hot buttons, why is it important to get it done now. If you don't do that, then how can you give them a solution that can potentially work for them? So identifying the problem, really, really critical. And you need to spend a lot of time doing that. That's the majority of the process. Getting a feel for what's their hot buttons, why they want to do this, what's going to happen if they don't do it. Then go to the next step, which is giving them a solution. So that's, hey, well, we could try this with a bathroom, we could try that. And how thoughtful, you've understood their problem, you give a solution that solves that problem. Next step is close, so that's actually asking for the sale, bringing it to a point where you say, hey, are we in business? Should we do this project? Would you like to go ahead? At that point, you might have to handle some objections, but ideally, if you've followed a process, you will have dealt with those. And then lastly, once you've made the sale, there's the after-sales service. You've got to do the job, but then after-sales service, so that's checking in, making sure the job was done to satisfaction, following up with perhaps a thoughtful gift if it's a larger project, doing a client survey, looking to get your testimonial. So there's a process we need to follow, and that will help tremendously with getting more conversions out of your sales. So what we want to do then is actually write and systemize a sales process for your business. And here's a generic example. This is the plumber's sales process map. We map the process out, draw the boxes and the activities that need to happen. And very quickly here, and we'll go into this in more detail later in the webinar, we've got the marketing there, so it's getting the leads, the inquiry, so what scripts, etc. do we have. If it's a small maintenance job, we just want to get it done. If it's a slightly bigger job, then there'll be the site visit, doing the information gathering, putting a tender and a quote together, the follow-up process, and then the after-sales service. Now, a real important point here is what we call touch points. So because making a sale is like building any relationship, it requires some time and effort, we talk about touch points in sales. So touch points are just points of contact with the client or the potential client. And the more touch points you can have, the better it is, all things being equal, as long as they're quality. So touch points can be anything from they see your website, they have a phone conversation, they have an email, a text from you, maybe a postcard or a face-to-face meeting, they get the quote, they have a follow-up from your office. All of those things are touch points. So ideally you want 9 to 12 touch points, particularly for those bigger jobs. You can't expect to make a sale on value with very few touch points. So a key part of the process is to structure in enough touch points so that we're delivering value and building the relationship, giving us the best chance of getting the quote at a good margin. So that applies particularly to those bigger jobs, which might be bathroom renovations or getting new builder on board, or the tender projects, which are in a much higher value. Having said all that, speed still counts. So you want to be at the job as quickly as you can, get the quote done as quickly as you can, because often you can win the job because no one else turns up. And this is hugely important. So actually one of the clients, Mike, from Plumbing and Gas, on the program, what he finds is often he's sent the invoice for the job before other plumbers have actually even turned up to do the quote. So that means he can, because he's structured his business that he's got the time to do the sales, he gets there very quickly, gets the quote in, gets the job done, has sent the invoice before other plumbers have even turned up to do the quote. So speed does count. But it does depend on the type of job, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Next thing, test and measure. So sales is all about maths. And testing and measuring is the key, because testing and measuring helps us figure out where the problems are, where the bottlenecks are, what we need to work on next in terms of improving the process. So because we have a process, then what we can do is we can break it down into bits. And we can work on each bit. So for instance, if we've got an inquiry script, we can change parts of the inquiry script, see if that changes the conversion process. We could introduce a company profile or an information pack through the sales process. Does that improve our conversion? We could add some more testimonials, see if that improves the conversion. We can make some changes to the website, see if that improves the conversion. So by having pieces or a process, you can tweak each one and measure the results. So what should we measure? What are the key performance indicators for sales? Well, as I said, we want to identify where the bottlenecks are, and these are ways we can do that. So conversion rates are probably the most important one. And conversion rate simply is, hey, what's our win ratio? So if we do 10 quotes and we win 6 of them, it's 60%. And then we can compare that over time and see how that tracks. Now, you can also break the conversion rates down. So we might measure how many inquiries we get that turn into quotes, which would tell us the quality of the leads we're getting. You could measure how many inquiries turn into jobs. And you can measure how many quotes turn into jobs. So sometimes you need to break that down a little bit further just to figure out which area is actually giving you the most trouble. Next, gross profit margin. So this might not sound like anything to do with sales, but actually the margins you achieve are in part reflected in the quality of the sales process you have. Because the better the process, the more you deliver value and show value to the clients, the more they're going to accept good margins from you. Because you're giving them a reason to buy that's just not based on price. And that's probably the whole point of this sales thing in terms of the price equation. If you don't give people a reason to choose anything other than price, then that's what they'll judge you on. If price is the only thing that they hear from you and see from you, that's what they're going to judge you on. But if they can see value, they can see why you're a good service provider, and they can only tell that from the process you follow because they don't know yet, they haven't used you, then margin is a good indicator of that. Next one is time spent on quoting. So that's your overhead component. So less time spent on quoting, obviously, is a better key performance indicator. All right, so fourth thing is sales versus marketing. This is a big one. Okay, so marketing is all about getting people to put their hands up. And sales is all about getting them to say yes. And sales is much easier when our marketing does the heavy lifting. So what is that? What does that mean? Well, Muhammad Ali said the fight's won in the gym. So if you train hard in the gym, you take the punches, do the yards, then it's much easier to win once you actually get in the ring. How does that relate to sales? Well, if you do the work, the preparation work through the marketing of your business, Then when you actually give the people the quote, which is like hopping in the ring, a lot of the work's already done. They can already see that you're good, that you're trustworthy, that you've got a track record, that you're a good service provider. They can see why they need to pay a fair price, and it makes the whole process of getting the sale over the line bucket load easier. If you think about it, if you work with a business, and typically you check them out online first, you see they've got a mean website, it's professional, it's got a good bit of information about them, got testimonials, it's got a good service delivery guarantee. If you see their vans around the place and they're all clean and tidy and well sign written, you see when they turn up on site that they are professionally dressed and they're polite and warm and friendly. You had a good experience when you rang their office because the office person was organized and professional and upbeat. Makes a huge difference to your attitude. Right, so what are some things we can do to ensure that marketing does the heavy lifting? Well, having a unique selling proposition is one. So having a point of difference, people can see that you're different. And it's something that's valuable to the client. So it might be being a niche expert. There's a whole bunch of things. We're not going to cover it today. We've covered it in other webinars. But having a point of difference is important. Guarantee. So have you got a guarantee? If you haven't, you need to get one because that's a great tool for taking away risk. And if two prices are the same and one has a guarantee, obviously you'll go with the guarantee. And it will probably help you even get a slightly higher price. Next one is testimonials. So these are massive. Just a quick hands up, guys, while we're on this subject. Just click the hands up if you have got gathered testimonials for your business. Just a quick show of hands. Okay, so we're pretty... About half of you are putting your hands up. So that's a real good take-home from today, guys, is to start gathering testimonials. Because they are the most powerful selling tool there is. They're the ultimate sales tool. And the reason for that is simple. People inherently aren't going to believe what you say about your business, about your plumbing business, but they're much more likely to believe what someone else says. Simple as that. Because they're objective. We always have a bit of self-interest with the business. So, thing with testimonials, more testimonials is better. And video testimonials are great as well. If you can get a few video testimonials because they are, more believable. You can see the emotion and the personality of the person. So testimonials, great selling tool. They're going to help with marketing and adding value. So also you want to look the part. So the way I explain this, and it's a little bit sexist, so I apologize to the ladies on the call, is if you go to a party, and you could turn this around if you're a lady, if you go to a party and you see, a lady who's incredibly beautiful, well-presented, she's well-groomed, she's confident, she obviously looks after herself, she has what we call unique selling proposition. She gets noticed. She's different. So we want to do the same thing with our business. So here's the thing. We want to look the part. Think about your website. How does it look? Because that will have a massive impact on your sales conversion. People will check you out. Are your business cards professional? Are your vehicles clean, tidy, well sign-written? Have you got quality uniforms? Is your signage up to date? And what about your personal presentation? That's massively important in the sales process. So things like being dressed tightly and cleanly. Number two, not smelling. So this is not comfortable to talk about, but either body odor or bad breath are terrible for salespeople, but you'd be surprised how many salespeople have that problem. So if you do have to work on the tools and then you have to go and do sales, maybe take some mints or have a shower on the way home, on the way to the call, because that stuff counts. Marketing, having a marketing plan. So if you've only got one or two leads, or three or four leads, it's much more difficult to be strong in the sales process because you need the sale, because you have an element of desperation. So having a strong flow of leads is incredibly powerful for improving your sales performance at good margins, because you're going to care less, you're going to position yourself more strongly, you're going to have the, well, it doesn't matter if we get this job or not attitude, and that's important for selling. If you're desperate, if you need the work, they can smell it. It'll come through. It'll put you in a weak position, and you'll give away the power to the other person, because the sales process is all about who holds the power. And having more bullets in your gun is going to give you more power. The thing is, can I? So can I is simply a constant and never-ending improvement. Sales is something that people spend their whole lifetime getting good at. And it takes a lot of effort. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes work to get good at selling. So you need to stick at it. You need to work away at it. You need to work on each bit at a time. And the professional salespeople, they train. So they really put a lot of effort in. Just like you do an apprenticeship to become a tradesperson, you actually have to train and work at, learn, listen to CDs, invest in the materials in the membership website to get the best out of the sales process for yourself. Now, I have an uncle who is a very, very successful real estate agent. He's the top rural real estate agent for Bayleys in New Zealand. Does very well, and I was talking to him a couple of years ago, and he said a lot of his mates laugh at him when they see him sitting on the side of the road in his Nissan Pathfinder talking to himself. And he says, well, you know, they're crazy, they don't realize that I'm actually practicing. I'm practicing what I'm going to say, I'm practicing my scripts, I'm practicing the pitch that I'm going to put to the farmer. And the job that he's going to win, you know, could be worth several hundred thousands of dollars to him. So the best train, and they train and continually train. So how do I get started on putting this into my business? Well, as I said, there's a lot of information today, and with a plumbing business, there's a bunch of different types of selling we do. There's large jobs, they could be several hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then there's really small jobs, which might be $100, $120, $150. So the actual process to follow for those different types of jobs will be different, but the concepts are the same. So we can't today create a process for each one of those types of jobs, but what I will do is give you a generic outline or structure that you can use to take bits out of to piece together the sales process that will work in your business. So here's the general plumber sales process. I'm going to go through each step. There's about 14 or 15 steps. And then what we're going to do is look at some of the key parts that I think will give you the most bang for the buck, and you can start working on those straight away. So this will all be, all this information will be in the membership site, so you can go in there, pull it to bits, version it for your business, flick it back through to us, and we can give you some feedback as you build your sales process. So the first step there, number one, is the marketing 10x10. So that's getting leads. And that's your website, your AdWords, direct mail, yellow pages, a whole bunch of stuff there. The paperwork you need for that obviously is your marketing collateral. And then on the right hand side, we've got who's responsible. So this is helping you systemize the business. Now that will vary for each of you guys, that's fine. Number two, we receive an inquiry, so it's either via phone or email. So there's a phone script we have there. You'll have an inquiry sheet as well where you can write down the details, test and measure sheet for where do the leads come from, and some frequently asked questions as well. So that's important, because there'll be if you're not answering the phone, which ideally you shouldn't be, you've got an office person answering them, you want to make sure they've got answers to those frequently asked questions that come in so that they can sound professional and prepared. Questions like, hey, how much do you charge? Or how much will it cost to do this? Right down to them having an answer if they don't know how to answer the question. So it always sounds prepared and professional. So once you've received the inquiry, you want to qualify the prospects, and that's done through the phone script. So making sure that it's someone you can help with, that it's not a tire kicker. Then step number four, if you want to book the job in, if it's a small job, book it in straight away. Speed is of the essence. And there's a phone script to do that. You obviously need the calendar for the team. If you need to book in a site visit, then you do that. And if it's a large job, So we're talking kitchen, bathroom, we're talking, you know, several thousands, maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Then ideally you want to make the appointment for 5 days time, and I'll explain why in a minute. Steps 5, 6, and 7, they really apply to those large jobs. And the reason we want to make the appointment for 5 days time is we want to send some information out to these people prior to seeing them, so to deliver some value, you know, create a point of difference for our business. And what we do is we'll send them out a questionnaire via email, just get information back from them about what their project's about. We want to send them an information pack or a marketing pack, which has, you know, all about our company, what we can offer them, the testimonials, etc. And then we'll give them a quick call, which we call the plumber on deck call, where typically it's the owner or the salesperson or the pricing person. Give them a call and just create another connection point before actually sitting down with them. Step 8 is the site visit. So there's a sales script for that. There's a process to follow. Having a visual sales presentation is helpful too for those large jobs. Some slides you can take and just walk the people through. 9, you deliver the quote, prepare the quote. 10, you deliver the quote. So there's a template to do that. You know, if you can hand deliver large jobs, that will help tremendously with conversion. And you need an email template for the email quotes. Number 11, you want to follow up the quote. So this is a critical part of the process. Now, ideally, you want to follow it up the same day, at the very least the next day, particularly for those email quotes. And the reason for that is simple. You've got to make sure the quote was received. Sometimes it's not. In fact, you'd be surprised how often it's not. And you want to follow up straight away too, because they will look at it and they may have just put you straight on the no pile. By actually following up, you're going to get put back on the yes pile or the let's look at it pile. And then you continue to follow up 3 days after the quote is delivered, and then every 7 days until you know yes or no. And there's some scripts for that, which we'll have on the membership site as well. Number 12, client accepts the work, orders the work, and they pay the deposit. So that's your contract, terms of trade, all the usual stuff there. 13, arrange the client gift. That's for large jobs. So a thoughtful gift will really help. It'll make you very different. Do the job is number 14. Number 15, the after-sales service. So you want to complete that within 2 days of the job. So that's follow up, do the customer survey, ask them if they're happy with everything, and look to gather a testimonial from them as well. And then number 16 is for ongoing sales, particularly for property managers. So we can build that process. And I haven't gone into all the detail here, but what we can do there is have a weekly process where we send them a schedule of availability and say, hey, if you need some jobs done, we've got tradesmen available here, here, and here. Let us know, and we can book them in. So that's the kind of Mac Daddy process, if you like, a 16-step process, which we can take bits from to build your sales process, caters for the large jobs and for the smaller jobs as well. So what we'll do now is we'll just have a look at some of the key parts of that, and that'll help you put it into place. First part is the inquiry script. So inquiry script is incredibly important because you want to create, you know, great first impression. Excuse me, just grabbing a drink. So we want to be professional and available. So, you know, you don't want someone under the house answering the phone with, hey, yeah, cool, I'm just busy, look, I'll give you a call back in a sec. We want someone who's professional and available and has a great phone manner, is smiley on the phone, as I say. Good morning, XYZ Plumbing, you're speaking with Tony. Hey, just so I can help you the best, can I ask you a few quick questions? Brilliant. So this script will be on the membership site. You can see there, you find out whether they're a new customer or an old customer, confirm their details, find out how you can help them, book the job in if you need to, and then it's got the space there for how did they hear about you. Also, flick over the page here, you want to confirm their details, figure out the source of the leads, confirm payment details, so that's really critical to do in the script up front. So how would you like to pay for the job? You know, you can pay by credit card, get their credit card details then and there, or if they need an account, then you're going to have to go through the account opening process, and ideally you know, tradesmen might have to take that to get signed when they do the job, because you want to make sure you get paid up front, or you have the process of being paid sorted out up front. You want to have answers to frequently asked questions, and you want to book the job or the site visit. That's obviously the aim of the call. Turning it, the sale you want from the script is a job book or a site visit booked. Okay. Now for large jobs, you book them 5 days out, have a questionnaire. So you just email out a questionnaire. This is in the script. It will explain in the script about sending the questionnaire. And the reason we do this is because if we can get them involved in the process, get some feedback from them, that involvement from the client breeds commitment. It's incredibly powerful. Once they start filling in questionnaires, they're more committed, they're more involved, they're thinking about the process, and they're thinking, geez, this is not the experience I'm getting from the other plumbers I work with. These guys are obviously on the ball. So questionnaires helpful. Having a marketing well pack or an information pack that you send out is huge as well. Now you don't do this for small jobs because it does cost a little bit of money. But you can put a pack together. On the right there you can see an information pack, which is a company profile from Ground Cover Landscaping. So that's a 8 to 10 page brochure with information about the company, how they can help you, testimonials, photos of other jobs. You can include that in a well pack on the left there, so you might send them a box with a Kit Kat or a tea or coffee voucher in there and a letter just saying, hey, take a load off, here's some information about how we work, here's a couple of magazines, here's some information from the bathroom supplies places, you can look at the fixtures and fittings that they have, and include your testimonials, your guarantee, all that sort of stuff. So they're getting a wow pack. It's like, wow, this is kind of awesome. And ideally you'll courier that to them because courier package always gets opened, it has perceived higher value. And then we do what we call the plumber on deck call. So this is before you actually go and see them on site, a day before or a couple of days beforehand. And this is really designed to be another touch point. Now ideally you will have got the questionnaire back before then. And all you do is you just ring up and say, hi, it's Tony from XYZ Plumbing, just following up about your inquiry. Hey, look, have you got the information pack we sent through? Yes, no, if they haven't got it, you can follow that up. Hey, guys, thanks for filling in the questionnaire. So, well, look, I noticed in your questionnaire, and then you dig for pain, you just ask them about what they're looking to do. You want to get a new bathroom. Well, what's happening at the moment with your bathroom? Oh, it's rotten. Okay. How's that affecting you guys? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then you explain to them what you'll do when you sit down with them on site. So you'll say, hey, look, at the meeting, we'll discuss you with your plans and the ideas you have for your home. We'll also run through your priorities for the project. We'll figure out what result you're looking to get. We'll go through the plans that you have and what we need to work on. We'll look at your budget and figure out, how we can best help you with that. And then we'll work out the next steps and we'll put a quote together for you and move forward if it's a good fit. So you've done a couple of things there. You've connected with them. You're already friends when you meet them on site, which is great. So you're already ahead of the game. And you've got some extra information so you can take that with you when you actually sit down with them. Okay. So quick hands up, guys, if that makes sense. Cool, thanks, guys. So this, as I said, is for those larger jobs. You wouldn't do this for, doing a hot water cylinder. But if you're doing a new bathroom or kitchen or renovation, this is really helpful. Now, just put a note in here about tenders. So this is one area that people get really hung up about price. And it is, I'll be blunt, it is more difficult to differentiate yourself through the tender process because it's more at arm's length. But they're no different. It's still a sales process and you still need to, wherever possible, build that relationship with the client. One of the guys that you would have met at the boot camp, Mark and Bevan from Mark Watkins from Advanced Plumbing in Hawke's Bay, really brilliant at building relationships. So the tenders go out, but really they've got the inside track. And one of the strategies to do here is to give the people a call or visit them before you put the tender in, whoever you're tending to make sure you understand what they're looking for, who their client is, what's the keys to actually winning this tender. The more you build that relationship, the more touch points you have, the more chance you'll have a call back of saying, hey, look, we like what you've done, it's a little bit dear, or can you change this or that? Have the opportunity to reprice. Makes a massive difference. So again, the tender process, it is a bit more price sensitive, but you can win a lot of them if you have a process where you touch base beforehand. Next thing is the sales script, or sales appointment. So we've talked about what happens before you meet them. This is the part of the process we actually sit down with them on site. So first thing is, we want to have a script. We want to have a process that we follow so that we cover off all the bases and give ourselves the best chance of securing the job, delivering value, and not letting the client take control of the process. This is the critical thing. We want to remain in control. So this script here is, it's been developed over a period of time. So I'm going to go through it. Probably can't go through it every piece in detail, but I'll give you what you need. You can go and look at it on the membership site, have a crack at it, and then send it back if you've got any questions. So this is what we call the 9-box sales process. So it starts at the top there. Number one, you build rapport. So that's relatively easy. Just check that you've got the decision makers there. So make sure if Mum and Dad said they were going to be there, they're both there. Because there's nothing worse than going through the whole spiel and then Mum says, oh, well, I'll have a chat to Dad when he gets home. That's a nightmare. You better to stop the process and say, hey, let's reschedule, because you'll waste your time. Second point, so agenda. You've got to take control. And this is what we call the positioning statement. So first off, you say, hey, is there somewhere we can sit and talk? And then you say, look, is it okay if I outline how we'll go through things today? First, what I want to do is figure out what result you're looking for. What's the outcome you're looking to achieve here? Number two, what's the reality right now? So what's the situation now? Number three, what are the roadblocks? So what's stopping you guys getting started on this project? And number four, then we'll figure out how we can help, or if we can help, and then I'll outline the next steps from here, which is most often putting a quote together and then coming back to you and explaining it to you. So you explain how you're going to go through the process. Next box is decision. So this is important. We want to push them towards making a decision. And we do this by saying, hey, why is now a good time to look at this? So we want to make sure there's some urgency and priority. And we can ask them, hey, why did you call us? Okay, so they start selling themselves back to us, which is very important in terms of positioning. So once we've done that, then we say, hey guys, well, let's look at the result. How do you want your home, your property, your project to look when it's finished? What will this give you? So, you know, what's important to them? How will it help your family, your lifestyle, your property? And then there's five key questions. Actually, you can't see them. They're the sales scripts over it. But five key questions. To summarize, you say, what's your number one priority here, guys? Why did you choose that one? Is that important to you? What's the consequences of not getting this sorted? And then would that worry you? So if they give the right answer to those questions, then you know you've got the right the right issues. You've reached the key point that they're looking to solve. Next is reality. So what are you not happy with now? And then how is this affecting you? So this is really digging into the problem area. And at that point, you can walk through the house and do a measure up. Then you've got the roadblocks. So, hey, guys, what's slowing you down getting this done? Or why is it taking so long? And then you want to figure out what's holding them up. Maybe it's finance. Maybe they don't have plans. Maybe they're just not sure what options are available. Maybe they need consents. What's the budget? That might be holding them up as well. And at that point, you can start what we call shooting silver bullets. Basically, all that means is giving them suggestions. And you can say, hey, well, look, we could put the bath here and put the vanity here. Or, hey, you know, we need to make sure we've got an extractor system. We can put this hot water cylinder in, or we can move this around. And you can give them suggestions. All the time, you want a temperature check, which basically means saying, hey, how does that sound to you guys? And we want them to say, yes, that sounds good. Or you can say, hey, would that make sense to you guys? And as long as they say yes, you know you're on track. The more yeses you can get through the process of that temperature checking, the more you build momentum towards the sale. Value, so that's down the bottom on the on the screen there. That's really just summarizing it all. Okay, guys, let's just make sure we've got this right. And you just summarize the results, the reality, and the roadblocks. And then you can sit down and go through your solution and work through the visual sales presentation, which I'll talk about on the next slide. Just talk about the testimonials of your business, before and after photos, your company values, the guarantees, what you offer them. The three-question loop. Okay, so again, that's a summary. Sounds like the big problem here is to solve is the what you've identified higher up. The solutions you need, explain the solutions again, reconfirm the budget, reconfirm the timelines, give them an estimate or on-site quote if you can, if that's possible. Otherwise we'll do that off-site. And then you give them the promise, hey, we help people like yourself with old bathrooms to get brand new sparkling bathrooms. Then the magic pills are, hey, next steps here, guys, are, look, we'll book the job in if it's appropriate, or we'll draw the plans up and the consents, or we'll put a price together and we'll get back to you. And you finish off by saying, okay, great to meet you. Look, if you've got any questions, give me a call, and I look forward to talking to you soon and getting the project sorted for you. So you assume the sale. So that's the process. It takes a bit of practice to get your you get comfortable with it, but it gives you a good structure where you take control of the process. The other thing to have when you visit people on site is a visual sales presentation. So that is, it might be on your laptop, it might be some slides that you've got printed that you can just walk them through, because most people, about 60% of visual, that's going to really help getting them on board. And again, it positions you as really professional. You can put your before and after photos in there, you can put a copy of your guarantee in there, you can put some testimonials in there. And there will be a visual sales presentation we'll put on the membership site, so you can have a look through that and it'll make a bit more sense when you actually read through it. Next thing is the quote. So quote is probably the most important marketing piece that you have, and it needs to speak for itself, you know, when you're not there. So there's some key points with the quote. Number one is never just put the price, because if you just put the price, then what have the clients got to judge you on? Well, price. So we want to wrap value around it. And the key thing for most plumbers is that if they don't give any reasons or value, people will judge you on price. And that's the big problem, because it's not just about price. Never has, never will be. It's about value. Benefits. So make sure you include benefits in the quote. Why you are a good service provider. Include testimonials. Put your guarantees in there. Make sure your USPs delivered included in there. And deliver it in person wherever possible. So actually Kevin, who's working through the program, he started hand delivering his quotes and noticed the conversion rate went up by 37% for him by delivering those larger quotes. Not the small ones, but the larger ones. If you take the time to sit down with them, almost always they'll take your option. The follow-up. Are you following up? There's money or gold in them, their follow-up hills. So many prospects can be turned around with a follow-up. And what happens with the sales process, you might get a quote, but a lot of people actually do nothing with it. They haven't made a decision. They can't make a decision. They can't even decide what they're going to wear to work in the morning, let alone spending 10, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 bucks. That they really struggle with that. They need help. So that's where the follow-up process is important. And you might find if you do 10 quotes and you haven't heard about any of them, 4 or 5 of those people haven't made a decision at all. They're still struggling. So that's very important to follow up. When you follow up, well, make sure you follow up when the quote is sent, either that day or the next day, particularly if it's email, because you want to make sure they've got it. You want to follow up regularly until they say yes or no. And you want a script. So we've put a script together for you. It'll be on the membership website. So there's a script to follow up the same day, and then there's a script to follow up, you know, the ongoing follow-up 3 to 7 days later. But there is one key question that you can ask, which is very important, and it goes like this. If they can't make a decision, if they are struggling to move forward with their project, you ask them this question. Hey guys, what needs to happen for us to get your project underway? What needs to happen for us to get your project underway? Now that will help them and you understand what the key stumbling block is. It might be that the quote's a bit more than their budget and you need to refine the specs to bring it down. It might be that you can break it into a couple of parts. So remember this question. Hey guys, what happens, what needs to happen for us to get your project underway? All right, team, so that's the, I guess the material for today. It's all about the sales process. We want to have a process. We've looked at a generic or general process that you can use to pull bits from to build your process. And then we've been through some of the key parts, which will help you boost the sales performance straight away. So the next steps, our first thing is, all starts with the truth. So we've got to measure our conversion rates. So how many quotes are we winning at the moment? How many inquiries are turning into jobs? So number one, measure your conversion rates. Number two, map your sales process. So jump onto the membership site, grab the downloads from today, and put together, or even write it on a piece of paper or a whiteboard, what are the steps that you're going to follow in your sales process so that you've got a structure and you can start building the pieces of that sales process. And that's the next step. You want to build each part of the sales process. So I know there's a lot of content today. Sales is a huge area. This is where you stop yourself from getting overloaded. You choose one part and you work on that first. It's like, let's just work on the inquiry script. Don't worry about the rest of it. We'll just get that right. Once we've got that right, then we can work on the sales script, the on-site script. Then we can work on the follow-up script. So build each part of the sales process. That stops you getting overloaded, overwhelmed. And you can measure the results as you go through. Next thing is, hey, have a crack at it. Flick it through to us. Love to give you some feedback on it and brush it up. There's a bunch of downloads, which we'll put on the membership site. Will be Monday, Tuesday next week. So we've got some action plans, quote templates, client questionnaires, frequently asked questions for your inquiries, inquiry scripts, follow-up scripts for your phone, information pack examples, a plumber on deck script, the plumber sales process, some test and measure templates, a visual sales presentation, and that sales meeting script will all be on there. So that'll give you plenty of material to crack on with.